Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. Today on Piano Jazz, we're paying tribute to someone very close to my heart, Chicago cornet legend, my husband, Jimmy McPartland. Jimmy and I met during World War II, playing jazz for the Allied troops. After the war, I followed him back to the States, and he helped me get my start on the jazz scene. He was my mentor and my love, and he gave me much more than a new last name. I'm here today with some highlights from a recent concert from the JVC Jazz Festival. I got together with some of Jimmy's old bandmates, and we really went to town on a set of traditional jazz tunes. Here's our little group, led by the tremendous cornetist Warren Vacher, performing Strutting with Some Barbecue. Thank you. Here's the man himself, Jimmy McPartland from a 1990 piano jazz program with another classic New Orleans tune. This is St. James Infirmary.
I went down to St. James Infirmary, saw my baby there. Man, she was laid out on a long white table, so cold, so white, so fair. Let her go, God bless her. Now, no matter where she may be, man, she can search this whole wide world over and never find a sweet loving man like me.
Great, man.
Isn't that great? Well, but you know, we should be doing it well because we have such a nice little band with the Chuck Wilson, Matt Fenders, Frank Tate, Dennis McCrell, and you and I, and with you to sing that song. That's one of the tunes that you learned from Louis,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, sure. When I hear someone do a number I enjoy and like, I like to learn it and mumble it as best I can. No voice, just mumble the thing.
What do you call it, mumbling? Dave McKenna calls it non-singing.
I like that.
Well, but you know that so many jazz musicians sing, they really don't have a voice in the true sense of the word.
Do you think I have a voice?
Well, of a certain kind, you do, a certain type.
A certain category.
Yeah. In
awful.
Fact, in fact, I was going to try to get you to do another number with the group, Basin Street. Now, did you learn that run from Louis? Was that a tune or something that you just sort of learned by osmosis in the early days?
I like the word osmosis, so let's put it that. Yeah,
I and guess. His orchestra.
You're on today, kid.
Okay, let's ask in the band do a little bit of Basin Street. All right, James?
Right. Now won't you come along with me down
that crooked old Mississippi. Baby, we'll take boat to that land of dreams, deep down that river down to New Orleans. There'll be a band there to meet us and old friends to greet us. Now that's where the dark and the light folks meet. Heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street. Basin Street is the street where the dark and the light folks meet way down in Nome. At Land of Dreams, man, you'll never know how nice it seems or just how much it really means. I'll be glad to be, yes, sirree, on Welcome Street, 'cause it's also dear to me where I can lose baby, lose those Basin Street blues. You glad you came with me down that crooked old Mississippi. Baby, that's where the dark and the light folks meet. Heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street. Oh, Basin Street.
That was Basin Street Blues featuring Jimmy McPartland on vocals and cornet. We'll have more music in honor of Jimmy McPartland in just a minute. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Jimmy got his start playing on the south side of Chicago in the 1920s. He and several of his high school chums were huge fans of the jazz music of the day. Eventually, this group of kids formed their own musical group. They call themselves the Austin High Gang. Here's Jimmy from our 1990 piano jazz program, remembering how the group came together.
We were all in school together. And we heard these things in bed. That's when I said, let's get a band together. You know, I'll play the cornet. And Tesh, he's going to saxophone and clarinet. Bud Freeman wanted to play the tenor because Tesh.
Yeah, but you were just kids. How did you get instruments? Did your father buy you an instrument?
My God, we got ours from my father. My father was a music teacher, and he could play all the instruments, actually. And we had a cornet there, and my father sold other instruments to the other guys, you know, but very cheaply. And we used to get together and put a record on over Jim Lanigan's house. He was going with my sister Ethel at that time, and we'd put them on, and we'd get two bars at a time. Each instrument would get his whatever was on the record. Until we learned them right there.
Well, you went around and you played these tea dances when you were in high school. And...
Tea dansant.
Yeah.
Yeah, Columbus Park Refectory out there in Austin.
Well, who put that together?
I did.
What a great idea to make money, I presume.
Oh, yeah. And my girlfriend used to take all the money and give it to me at the end.
Very trustworthy. But she had to give it to you at the end.
But I paid the guys.
I should hope so. I should hope so.
I kept the greater part for myself, eventually, as the instigator, the leader, and the chiseler.
Well, listen, while we're still in the era, why don't we do another tune with the band? I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter.
Why not?
Okay.
Sweep you off your feet. Kisses on the bottom. You'd be glad you got them. I'm gonna smile. Say, I hope you feel it better, baby. So we can do the things we used to do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you.
sit down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet, they're gonna sweep you off your feet. Kisses on the bottom, you'll be glad you got them. I'm gonna smile, say I hope you're feeling better, baby, so we can do the things we used to do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe, oh, make believe. I'm gonna make believe it came from you.
Jimmy McPartland from a 1990 piano jazz program. Here's another performance from our group at the JVC Jazz Festival. This is another tune that the Austin High Gang was known for, I Found a New Baby.
Thank you.
That was I Found a New Baby, featuring Ken Poplawski on sax, Joe Moraney on clarinet, Bobby Pring on trombone, Bill Crow on bass. We'll have more music and tribute to Jimmy McPartland in just a minute. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. You can't talk about Jimmy without mentioning his idol, Bix Beiderbecke. Bix was one of the famous cornetists in the 1920s. He was a true innovator and an important influence on guys like Jimmy. Bix's career was short. He died way too young. But there are a handful of tunes that are still associated with him, like this one, Davenport Blues. Thank you. That was guitarist Howard Alden and me playing Davenport Blues, a tribute to Jimmy McPartland and his idol and mentor, Bix Beiderbecke. Bix led a band called the Wolverines, and he would later choose Jimmy as his replacement. It was one of Jimmy's proudest moments. Here's another tune Bix liked to do. This one is China Boy. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, I'm going to do a tune with the trio of something that Bix Beiderbecke wrote and taught it to Jimmy, and Jimmy taught it to me, and I'm going to play it for you. It's called Singing the Blues. That was bassist Bill Crow, drummer Eddie Locke, and myself playing Singing the Blues. We'll have more music in tribute to Jimmy McPartland in just a minute. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. I wrote this tune for Jimmy. He used to practice, not very often, truthfully, but he would play the same phrase over and over again. And I thought maybe that would make a nice tune if I stretched it out a little. So here's what I did. You know, it wouldn't be a proper tribute to Jimmy without a big band jam on the 12-bar blues. So here's another performance from our group at the JVC Jazz Festival.
On the clarinet. On the tenor saxophone. Thank you. Mr. Eddie Locke at the drums. Sounds like the pipes at my house. Ladies and gentlemen, the irrepressible Miss Marion McPartland on the piano. I wouldn't hazard a guess as to where he is, but wherever he is, Jimmy McPartland is smiling this evening. Thank you very much for being here with us. We hope you had a wonderful time. My name is Warren Bashe. Good night.
Listening to Piano Jazz with host Marion McPartland and a special tribute to Marion's late husband, legendary cornetist Jimmy McPartland. Portions of this program were recorded at the Jimmy McPartland Centennial Celebration Concert at the JVC Jazz Festival, New York, 2007. Produced by Festival Productions, a division of the Festival Network, LLC. Recording engineer, Duke Marcos. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Doug Wood, mastering engineer David Mitchell, production manager David Lyon, executive producer Elaine Freeman. This special Piano Jazz was made possible by Joseph Sample of Billings, Montana, and the Catarula Fund of the Dallas Foundation. Additional support for Piano Jazz comes from Fazioli Pianos and from Save America's Treasures, through a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service Department of the Interior. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives, at gatesfoundation.org, and the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, presenting the MacArthur Award for Creative and Effective Institutions. Winners are at macfound.org. This is NPR.